Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Why It Matters. And I suppose it really matters because we're all looking at the metaverse and how it's poised to reach a market size of $800 billion by the year 2024. So if you've got businesses across various industries already beginning to explore the myriad of opportunities this new universe will bring in that sense, one of the opportunities is a revolution of marketing in the metaverse. It's very similar to social media, if you look at that. And, you know, when social media first became such a widespread tool in the late 2000s, marketers turned a blind eye to the platform. They failed to see the value of it. But today, it's such a critical component of marketing for a lot of organizations, right? So then we've got the metaverse. That's expected to revolutionize marketing altogether. So that means brands have to begin exploring non-conventional methods of communication. And at the same time, you got to build something personalized, intuitive, you know. It's got to be an insightful experience for customers. So how can this be done with the metaverse? On the line with me is Swarup Matdan, who is Vice President and General Manager, Southeast Asia, ANZ and Japan for Moengage. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. I'm very well, thank you. How are you today?
Very good, sir. And what an interesting topic, the metaverse. But before we get into that, I want to get to know your company a little bit. I do know it's an insights-led customer engagement platform. What else can you tell us about Moengage?
Yes, absolutely. So insights-led customer engagement is a very interesting hot topic in the market at the moment. What we essentially do is we work with consumer brands and help them understand consumer behavior before they engage with their customers. To give you a very simple example, about two decades ago, email marketing was a hot thing. We were sending a million emails to consumers without really analyzing if people are even clicking on those emails.
Yeah.
But today, we can, in real time, track if anybody's clicking on marketing emails. Now, email marketing is only one channel. If you connect it with other channels, such as your iOS and Android apps, your websites, your WhatsApp messages, your SMSs, and you combine all of those channels together, we are able to understand what kind of channels are people interacting with, where do they click, what are their interests, which becomes insights. And based on that, our customers are then able to build more meaningful engagement strategies.
Right. So, I mean, looking at it from a more primitive point of view, it's helping people to not waste time. Instead of shooting in the dark, you kind of know exactly what to hit.
Absolutely, Elliot. Absolutely correct.
Any chance you could share with us some of your clients? Who's on the list?
Yeah, he's in Southeast Asia. We work across pretty much all markets with local teams. So if you start from Singapore, we just onboarded a small company called Chope. I'm joking, very big company. A company that we all love. We book our restaurants. And, my personal favorite brand here. We work with Purple. We work with a couple of banks. I'm not allowed to tell you which one.
Sure.
Because these are digital banks that are allowed to go live in the next 2-3 months. In Indonesia, we have 100-plus customers. Globally, we are about 800-plus customers, and we just raised our Series D last week.
Wow, congratulations. Swarup, if I might take the example of Chope, simply because that's so familiar for all of us, right? So what kind of gaps are you helping Chope to fill here?
So I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm searching for an Italian restaurant in Bugis area.
Hmm.
Yep. And I open up the app and I search the word Italian, and I use the area filter that they have on their app, and I search Bugis and I go search. I keep looking for a couple of minutes, and then I shut down the app and I don't book anything at all. Now, they send you a push notification later on, or they send you an email.
Okay.
Should it be about a Chinese restaurant or should it be about an Italian restaurant?
Right. It should be about an Italian because I want to search for an Italian restaurant, right?
Because you were recently looking for an Italian restaurant.
Yes.
So that behavior where I was searching for an Italian restaurant literally 2 minutes ago, that is the behavior that goes into the Moengage platform intelligence.
Okay.
And there are automated flows built in the background that will send you relevant messaging based on what you were searching for.
Ah, so that saves me a lot of trouble, and it's kind of anticipating my behavior. Okay, I see where this is going. I want to talk about the metaverse, but maybe before that, could you help me out? If I needed to define the word metaverse customer, I mean, who or what is a metaverse customer?
A metaverse customer is somebody who understands the digital world and is very well immersed into it and is continuously using AR and VR technologies to participate in digital platforms where they can either shop online or they can go visit a digital museum. That's how I define a metaverse customer as of today.
Do you feel a sense of, you know, it's a little bit difficult because just hearing that I have a particular picture in my head of this customer, but not necessarily it's bounded by an age group or a gender. I mean, is it hard to find a difference between regular customers and a metaverse customer? Maybe there are a lot lesser of these metaverse customers?
Yeah, metaverse is still in its very early stages. It's very nascent at the moment.
Yeah.
Facebook literally only just changed the name to Meta mid last year because they wanted to show the market that they're serious about the metaverse. So it's very early stages.
Right.
I think it's mainly Gen Alpha, Gen Z at the moment who are the main consumers for the metaverse.
Right.
Or any digital native customer, you know, people like me who are in their late 30s but still nerds, and I like my VR and AR headsets. I like exploring technology because I work in the tech world.
Yeah.
But I have friends who are accountants. I have friends who work in the banking industry. They don't even own a VR set. So I wouldn't call them digital natives at all. So I think Gen Alpha, Gen Z is the largest proportion of the segment that is currently using the metaverse technology.
But there's a challenge there, right? Like for traditional marketers, because in marketing, there is this tendency to categorize people and market to them by what they use. Demographics, this word demographics. How different will it be if I'm trying to engage, I'm trying to market to a metaverse customer?
Look, the principles of marketing would be very similar to what we are doing at the moment, insights-led marketing.
Okay.
But the mode of marketing would completely change. Metaverse essentially is the 3D universe. It's going to be completely digital because it's completely inside a software. Mm. So if you look at you browsing a website today, you're sitting in your office, you open up the website. Nobody knows what are you wearing when you're sitting in the office, but they know what are you searching on the website. But inside the metaverse, everything is digital. Your digital self, think of it as the Matrix when you are inside the Matrix. Everybody knows what you're wearing inside the Matrix because the software is controlling everything. So digital points are to a stage where everybody knows what you're wearing, what time you entered the metaverse, what was your mood like, what does your voice sound like on the day. With all those digital data points being captured, the marketing will become hyper-personalized, something that we are unable to achieve today. Yeah.
Wow, that also means there will be concerns where data privacy is a topic that's quite a hot topic, right?
Absolutely. Data privacy is something that's a hot topic today. And as metaverse starts evolving, I think there would need to be more guidelines on where data sits and how it's used.
And that really points to how marketing will be revolutionized. But apart from privacy or data privacy, how else, what other areas do you see this so-called revolution taking place, these changes taking place?
I think the first dependency here is the actual evolution of hardware and software technology.
Okay.
The metaverse that we've seen so far, the early iterations of metaverse, whatever we're seeing today, whatever we've seen a few years ago, it's still very nascent and early stage. There are hardware developers who are doing their own thing. There are software developers who are doing their own thing. There's no one organization that's building metaverse as such. As an example, if you play a game today, you cannot use that avatar or whatever you earned in that digital game and go sit in a museum, in a digital museum, looking exactly the same. You kind of have to come out of that particular game, switch into another VR technology to go watch your digital museum.
Right.
What is stopping you from using the same avatar you used in a game to cross over into a digital museum within a minute, because the two digital universes are not connected to each other? Once they start getting connected, that's the metaverse. But there's no software developer who's actually doing that right now.
Just listening to what you're saying, I do see that as a marketing person, right, to sell to a consumer, say a regular Gen Z who consumes online and offline, to sell to his offline self will be completely different to selling to his online self because it's a different type of identity that he's looking to build.
Yeah, 100%. But the online self will become an influencer for the decisions that they will make in the offline self.
Ah.
Do you understand what I mean?
Okay. It's a fantasy to reality type of thing. I mean, if we were to dump it down a little bit, what should brands look out for then when they're trying to engage customers in the metaverse?
I think the first and the most important thing is the data.
Okay.
What are people really doing in the digital environments? Why are they there? Are they really browsing around for something, or are they just there to have a chilled out time, talk to their friends? If you played the game Second Life back in the early 2000s, all we were doing was just connect and sit there and talk to each other. And now I wouldn't want a random brand's advertisement to show up when I'm just talking to somebody catching up. As an example, let's say today you are doing this interview with me on the phone.
Okay.
What's stopping us to get onto a metaverse digital environment and do this interview 2 years down the road, looking at each other's digital self? Mm. Now, imagine you're doing that interview and all of a sudden an ad starts flashing in that I really didn't expect for it to be there. Yeah. So brands need to be careful where they actually start advertising. Too much advertising is not healthy. It will ruin the entire experience that metaverse companies are trying to build. So yeah, advertise, but be diligent when and what to advertise.
It's interesting you bring that up, because you know, if you relate that to the potential AIs that could come out, where we're having a conversation, say, about sneakers, and then an ad for sneakers comes up, and it comes up just because it's relevant. I mean, there is pressure for brands to give that personalized experience. I mean, what are your thoughts on how you find that balance?
Use technology. Like, you just said the word sneakers, but we are actually not looking to buy sneakers.
Yeah,
just because you said the word sneakers, an advertisement shouldn't pop up. Right?
Not for the sake of, but I guess that's where and how programmers will make the big bucks. Swara Madan, Vice President and General Manager, Southeast Asia, ANZ and Japan for Moengage. Really appreciate your time this morning. Great conversation. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you, Elliot. Such a pleasure to talk to you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.